弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brother and sister.
刚刚我们唱这首诗歌。
The song that we just sang.
实际上就是一首很美的信息。
It is a beautiful message.
它讲到我们跟随主耶稣。
It talked about that when we follow Christ.
我们忠心的跟随。
That who are we really following?
那一站一站的往前。
Stop by stop, we go forward.
其实我们所经历的主耶稣都已经经历过。
In fact, all the things that we're going through, Jesus has gone through.
那给我们更大的盼望是我们发现我们的主在那个天城上等着我们。
And it now gives us the hope that the Lord is waiting for us in His kingdom.
虽然我们一生的道路可能很长很远。
Maybe our life is long and difficult.
可是呢又是很短很快。
But I tell you that it's indeed just short and temporal.
好像快要到了。
You think that you're so close.
可是呢却好像又还没到。
But sometimes it still looks far away.
可是在这样的一个光景里面。
But it is in exactly this condition.
我们的心里要等候。
That we should be patient.
知道我们的主为我们做成一件事。
Because we know that our Lord has completed this one thing.
就是把那永生的生命赐给我们。
He said now he has given us his eternal life.
我们都是能够享受这样生命的人。
And we can now all enjoy this new life.
那早上因为我们要来交通愿主愿人尊主的名为圣。
This morning we're going to talk about how we should exalt His name to be holy.
那我们也是一直持续来交通以色列人他们在旷野里面的生活。
And then resuming from last time we're going to talk about how the Israelites left Egypt.
相信我们专心做一个基督徒。
So we learned that as the theme of Christians.
有时候呢我们被进入到一个属灵的低谷里面。
That there are times when we go down to the valley.
所以呢在这样一个低谷的一个光景里面我们都会问主
And it is exactly in this condition we will ask the Lord
主啊你为什么把我带到这样的一个情况
And we'll ask him why did you take me here
主啊你看看这样的光景难道你都不关心吗
And say Lord look around how come you don't care
主啊你不是大能的主吗你一伸手事情就能解决为什么一点动静都没有呢
And Lord if you're indeed the mighty God why don't you just take this away from me
所以呢当我们思想到民数记的时候
So when we start thinking about the book of Numbers
那我们会看到呢以色列百姓他们在这个旷野地行走的时候
And we'll see that when the Israelites were traveling on in the wilderness
那当时呢摩西派了12探子去探索这个迦南美地
And when Moses sends out 12 scouts to look at the land of Canaan
所以呢他们在很快的几年之内就已经接近那个迦南美地
And after a couple of years they're now so close to the land of Canaan
所以这12探子回来的时候报了恶信
But then when the scouts came back they only brought back bad news
所以呢这些以色列百姓他们就活在一个信心被击退的状况之下
So then the Israelites now are discouraged and they lost heart
然后他们就起了抱怨在那里
And they started complaining
那以至于呢神就在那里神就向他的百姓说你们这探索一日就抵一年
And then,
一日一天就抵一年的时间他们要在旷野里面在那里行走
So now they must spend one day as is one year that they have to spend in the wilderness
所以呢虽然以色列百姓已经到了迦南美地的旁边
So even though now the Israelites are right outside of the land of Canaan
他们却多花了30几年的时间在旷野游行
They must now spend another 30 some years circling around before they could go in
所以上次我们提到呢他们在旷野里面继续往前的时候
So last time when we talk about how they were still marching forward in the wilderness
这一次呢我们却要来看摩西他自己怎么样经历了一个属灵的低谷
And this time we're going to see how Moses went into the valley of spirit
所以我们认识摩西的话我们都知道他是一个忠心爱主的人
Now if we know Moses we know that Moses is a very loyal servant
那如果我们用今天的主题来看愿人都尊主的名为圣
If we look at today's topic how we need to exalt his name into holiness
我相信我们很多人都同意摩西他是一个尊主名为圣的人
I believe thatEveryone would agree that Moses is one who exalts the holy name.
可是今天我们要读的这一段经文呢，我们却发现，就在整个旷野的生活快要结束的时候。
But today the message that we're going to read is that at the end of the journey,
神却对摩西还有对亚伦说，因为你不信我。
But then God will tell Moses and Aaron that it is because of your unfaithfulness. That when you do not do what I told you before the people, so that's why you too will not lead my people into the promised land.
弟兄姊妹, 我不知道如果换换你或是换作是我, 我们会有怎么样的感受?
Brothers and sisters, if it's you or if it's me, I don't know how we would react to this.
今天我们从主领受了一个使命,
that today we have received a commission from the Lord.
这样的一个使命就快完成了,
and this commission is so close from being completed.
可是呢, 神却说, 等等,
yet the Lord says, hold up.
这个使命不在你的身上完成,
that this commission will not be completed by you.
因为呢,你在哪一件事情上不相信我?
Because on a little thing, you did not do right.
所以我们今天要来读这一段的经文,我们看看摩西他在这样的低谷里面发生了哪些事情。
So today, let's read this message to see what Moses did when he was going through the valley.
首先呢,我们来读民数记20章第2节到第5节。
First, let's read Numbers chapter 20, 2 to 5.
我们一起来读。
Together.
会众摩西亚伦向摩西争闹说我们生死在耶和华面前我们恨不得与他们同死你们为何把耶和华的会众领到这旷野使我们和牲畜都死在这里呢
So in these verses, one thing we see.
这些会众因为没有水喝,
that the congregation, there's no water.
他们就聚集攻击摩西和亚伦,
so they assembled themselves against Moses and Aaron.
这些百姓呢,就向摩西来争闹,
that these people started contending with Moses.
他说,我们的弟兄死在耶和华的面前,
and he said that our brother perished before the Lord.
我们恨不得跟他们一起死,
and why didn't we just join them and perish back then?
接下来他们问了两个问题,
and then after that they asked two questions.
他问摩西和亚伦说,你们为何把我们引到这个旷野?
First, he asked them, why did you bring us into the wilderness?
让我们和牲畜要死在这里?
For us and our beasts to die.
第二个问题呢, 他说, 你们为什么要逼着我们出埃及?
And then the second question he's asked is, why did you take us out from Egypt?
来到这个坏地方?
To bring us into this evil place.
这个地方不好?
It is not a good place.
没有无花果树, 葡萄树, 也没有石榴树,
it is a place of no grains, no figs, no wines, or no pomegranates.
就没有水喝,
nor there is any water to drink.
就是我们,当我们分享到这些百姓在旷野的经历的时候,你有没有算过多少次他们为着没有水喝在那里抱怨?
Now, brothers and sisters, have you counted how many times these Israelites, the people, how they do not have water?
都已经离开埃及快40年了,
it's almost been 40 years since they left Egypt.
可是百姓每次遇到这样的问题,
yet every time when they encounter any difficulty,
为了满足生理上的需要,
just to satisfy the flesh,
他们就想到埃及的生活有多么的美好,
then they would fly back and think about how they had it good when they were in
Egypt. 每次生理上又有缺乏的时候,
whenever they lack anything,
他们就觉得出埃及, 出埃及这样的一件事情,他们付出的代价实在太大。
They will think that if they pay too much of a price to leave Egypt.
所以在他们无法满足的时候,
so whenever they're not satisfied,
他们宁可选择死,他们也不专心依靠主。
They would either choose to die than to rely on God.
所以没有水喝,
so when they ran out of water,
所以在这40年里面,
so that in these 40 years,
他们忘了每次遇到同样的问题,
they have already forgotten that every time they face any difficulty,
是谁满足他们的需要?
Who then come and satisfy them?
他们忘了不是摩西和亚伦在那里满足他们的需要,
they have also forgotten that it is never Moses or Aaron that satisfy them.
他们忘记了每一次都是摩西和亚伦在那里呼求神的时候, 神就满足他们的需要。
They will also always forget that it is Moses and Aaron when they pray to the Lord, it is the Lord who satisfies the people.
所以好像每一次神所做的,
so just like they would always forget what the Lord has done for them each time.
多少次神供应他们水喝？
How many times the Lord has given them and supplied them with water?
可是在他们生命里面从来没有留下任何的痕迹。
But everything the Lord has done for them, it has left no mark on their life.
一没有水喝。
Whenever they ran out,
他们所做的就是聚集百姓来攻击摩西和亚伦。
Whenever they ran out of water, they start assembling and go against Moses and Aaron.
一没有水喝，他们就忘记他们为什么要出埃及。
Whenever they ran out of water, they would forget why they left Egypt in the first place.
他们也忘记到底那个时候是谁决定要出埃及。
And they would always forget who decided to leave Egypt at the first place.
他们一再一再的向摩西和亚伦来争闹。
Times and times they would complain to Moses and Aaron.
可是呢，他们没有想到是神大能的膀臂。那么奇妙的把他们从埃及那样一个死亡的境地带出来。
But never once that they remember that it is the Lord who spread out his mighty hand to take them out from Egypt.
所以呢，快四十年了，显然的这些百姓，神的儿女，他们没有办法在痛苦里面继续专心的祷告呼求主。
So it's been 40 years and the people are the same. They could never rely on the Lord.
40年来他们一直埋怨，一直埋怨。
And it is in these 40 years that they kept on complaining.
他们在摩西和亚伦面前埋怨。
They would complain against Moses and Aaron.
可是他们却不知道实际上他们是在神的面前埋怨。
But in fact, when they were complaining, they were complaining against God.
他们不相信摩西和亚伦会把他们带进那迦南地。
Because the people never believed that Moses and Aaron are the ones that will take them into the promised land.
他们不相信神为他们预备一个丰富荣美的境地。
And these people never believed it is God who wants to take them into the promised land.
这些以色列百姓，他们用他们今生的需要去度量永生的价值。
And these people, they always use the value of the temporal life to measure against the eternal value of God.
就好像用一根短短的尺要去度量海的长或高深。
Just like you're using a small scale, a small ruler, try to measure the length of an ocean.
所以呢，我们在这里一旦要面对许多的问题。
So here, let's look at a couple of our problems.
这些以色列百姓老是犯的问题。
These are the problems that the Israelites faced.
因为他们的信仰呢，是一个给我吃喝满足的信仰。
Because the belief is to satisfy their needs.
今天吃喝满足了。
Today, when they're satisfied in the flesh,
物质满足了。
If they're satisfied in their needs,
家财丰富了。
If they become wealthy,
神是我的神。
Then they will say, then this is my God.
一旦失去了这些，
But whenever they start lacking,
好像神突然就不存在在他们的生活里面。
Then all of a sudden, they will say that God doesn't exist.
在对他们谈论神，神好像是空虚缥缈的。
If you start talking to them about God, they will say that God is in vain.
弟兄姊妹，这也是我们的信仰吗？
And brothers and sisters, do you have the same belief systems?
弟兄姊妹，我们所信的是一位会说话的神。
Brothers and sisters, let us remember that our Lord is the Lord who speaks.
很不幸的，我们常常都让他们把我们的神和偶像呢平行的对待。
But unfortunately, a lot of times we line up our God with idols.
以至于我们向神求很多。
So that when we prayed and asked from the Lord,
可是我们却听他听得很少。
We would ask a lot from him, but we would never listen to him.
甚至我们就越来越信的神就跟偶像是一样的。
And at times we actually treated our God just like an idol.
有眼看不见。
That I can't see him.
有耳听不见。
If I have ears, I can't hear him.
有口不能说。
If I have a mouth, I can't speak.
有鼻却无气息。
If there's a nose, I can't breathe.
只是如果我们认真仔细读神的话。
But if you are serious about the words of God,
我们发现我们所信的神。
Then we'll know that the God that we believe in,
他是一位会说话的神。
That this is a God who speaks.
我们的神他听我们的呼求。
This is a God who listens.
我们的神他的眼目观察我们一切所做。
And this is the God who sees everything we do.
我们的神他把那样生活的气息赏赐给我们。
And this is the God who gives us regular daily breathing.
因为在他的里面有那生命的气息。
Because in him he has this new life.
弟兄姊妹，当这一群百姓向摩西来争闹的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when the people are complaining to Moses and Aaron,
这一次摩西和亚伦仍然没有任何的办法。
And this time the same, Moses and Aaron can't do anything to satisfy.
他们没有办法供应那么多的水给百姓喝。
That there is no way Moses and Aaron can find the water to satisfy all these people.
就是他们是神选召的器皿。
Because they are only the vessel that are chosen.
他们对人的问题没有办法给他们合理的解释和满意的回答。
that they, as men, can never satisfy the need of the people.
可是当我们看到的时候,
but then every time when they bring the problem to God,
神, 唯有神才能解决这些百姓的要求,
and it is God and only God that can satisfy the people.
所以我们感谢主，常常有许多属灵的人在神面前祷告的时候，
so thanks to the Lord that when there are people that are willing to pray,
就能把神的话语从宝座上带下来。
It is the time that they can bring the words of God from His throne to man.
我们也看见这一次主仍然向摩西和亚伦来说话。
And this time, as usual, God spoke to Moses and Aaron.
所以呢, 神就指示他们所当做的事。
And then God now tell Moses and Aaron what they needed to do.
所以在南书记第20章第8节呢，这里就说到。
So in Numbers chapter 20 verse 8, it says,
那这里说你拿着杖去。
God told Moses, take the rod.
和你的哥哥亚伦召聚会众。
And you and your brother Aaron assembled the congregation.
在他们的眼前，灯布磐石发出水来。
And speak to the rock before their eyes.
水就从磐石流出。
That it may yield its water.
给会众和他们的牲畜喝。
And then you shall thus bring forth water for them out of the rock.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹发现呢，神说话。
So brothers and sisters, we see that God speaks.
神就对着摩西和亚伦说,
and this is what God spoke to Moses and Aaron.
这一次呢，你还是去拿着杖。
So this time, just like last time, take your rod.
把会众召聚到磐石前。
And assemble the congregations.
你们呢就吩咐磐石发出水来。
And then this time speak to the rock before their eyes.
那就会流出水来给会众和牲畜喝。
And then the rock will use its water for the people and their beasts.
所以当神说话了，他说的那么完全。
So when God spoke, he told them exactly what needed to be done.
你拿着杖去。
Said, take your rod.
摩西就去。
And then Moses went.
和哥哥亚伦召聚会众。
With Aaron, they went to assemble the congregation.
于是他们就去召聚会众。
Then they assembled the congregation like God asked.
所以呢，当他们听神的话，听到这里的时候， 感谢主，他们都照着去做了。
So what they have heard from God, they have now done.
可是呢，神的话后半句，他们却没有遵行。
But then the second part of the sentence of God, they did not follow.
所以呢，常常呢，我们靠着我们的经验。
So a lot of times, we just use our own experience.
可能我们觉得我们的经验都是好的。
Maybe we think that our experience is good enough.
过去这样做可以做得那么好。
That last time I used my, last time it went so well.
这次呢，我这样做也可以做得那么好。
So this time, if I do the same, it must go well.
所以我们知道上一次呢，摩西用杖击打磐石。
And last time we remember that Moses used his rod to hit the rock.
磐石呢，就流出活水。
And then the rock spread his water.
这一次呢，我自己的揣测。
So this time he was thinking.
那我就想到，可能摩西呢，在这样一个属灵的低谷里面。
Then maybe I think this time when Moses was encountering a valley.
受到百姓会众再一次的这样的一个搅扰。
When Moses was at his spiritual low point, when everyone is complaining against him.
好像他自己的情绪也受不了。
Maybe Moses was shaken.
既然如此，我还是用杖来打磐石。
So Moses thought, last time I cheated with the rock, maybe this time I need to do the same.
弟兄姊妹，我们作为神的仆人，作为神的儿女。
But brothers and sisters, as servant of God, as children of God,
我们有一件事情一定要做好。
One thing we have to be careful
我们既然听主的吩咐,
is that if we hear the Lord's command,
我们就要听完全。
Then we have to hear Him completely.
不要听一半。
Do not just listen to half of it.
因为在这里呢，神是说你们在他们眼前吩咐磐石。
Because here the Lord clearly says that you have to speak to the rock.
可是呢，摩西就击打磐石两下。
But then Moses took the rod and hit the rock twice.
弟兄姊妹，击打磐石第一次的经验一次也就够了。
Brothers and sisters, he only needed to hit the rock once.
可是呢，摩西连续击打两次。
But yet Moses hit the rock twice.
我相信他在他的情绪里面呢，已经动了他天然人的一个生命。
And I think it is at that time when he was emotionally shaken, he was using his emotion to do things.
好像是说，喝水吗？我就给你们水喝。
Just like he says, well, if you're looking for water, then here it is.
神也这样说，磐石会流出水来，我就击打磐石两下。
The Lord says the rock will use its water, I'll just hit the rock.
弟兄姊妹, 我们常常要靠着主的话。
So brothers and sisters, we have to rely completely on the word. And we have to be careful what he says.
因为主的话呢,像我们说的时候,
because when God is speaking to us,
就必成就,
what he says will come true.
因为他作为我们的天父,
because he is our Father God.
也只有一件事情会成就,
and there's only one thing that will come true.
所以他听我们祈求的时候,他听我们祈求也不是听一半。
So when he listens to our prayer, he will listen to it completely.
因为他听我们的呼求,他听完全了。
Because when he hears of a cry, he will hear it completely.
按照我们所需要的,他就会供应我们。
And depending on what we need, he will supply us.
所以我们呢,千万呢,听神的话,一定要听完全。
So be aware, when you hear the Lord, hear him completely.
所以呢,当他和亚伦一起这样做,击打磐石的时候,
So when Moses and Aaron hit the rock,
磐石就流出水来。
Then the rock yields its water.
可是呢,并不是主吩咐他们所做的。
But yet, Moses and Aaron did not do what the Lord told them.
因为主说你们只要说话就可以。
Because the Lord clearly said, just speak to the rock.
所以呢,神说你们在百姓的面前没有尊我的名为圣。
So that's why the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, that you do not exalt my name in holiness.
所以呢,你和亚伦就没有办法再带领这些百姓往前。
So that's why Moses and Aaron can no longer be the leader to take the people into the promised land.
我觉得做一个带领的同工也好,
and I think that as a leader,
常常呢,好像在这样的一个属灵的低谷里面,
a lot of times when we are in our own spiritual valley,
他们要面对他们本身很多很多的挣扎,
when the leaders already have their own struggles,
如果我们很谨慎地来应用这一段的经文,
if we treat this passage carefully,
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督他是复活的主,
then we know that Jesus Christ is the resurrected Lord,
他是我们的灵磐石,
that he is our spiritual rock,
所以他道成肉身来到地上拯救我们的时候,
so that's why when the words became flesh to come to this world,
他第一次受人的击打被钉在十字架上,
the first time when he was beaten, he was put on the cross.
所以他的宝血流出来的时候就洗净我们一切的罪。
So when his blood was shed, his blood now cleanses us.
所有愿意的人来到他面前,他都能够拯救到底。
And whoever is willing to come before him, they will be saved.
这一次的击打带下神极大的救恩。
And this time when he was beaten, salvation came with it.
所以我们相信的人都能蒙拯救。
So whoever believes now can be redeemed.
今天他已经复活了。
And today he has been resurrected.
他是一位复活的主。
And he is now the resurrected Lord.
在他有无穷的供应。
And in him it is now the endless supply.
今天跟我们也是一样。
And today is the same for us.
我们只要凡事借着祷告祈求。
In all things through prayers.
我们祷告我们的主, 就能在许多的事上得着供应。
When we pray to the Lord, then he will supply us.
我们不是再一次把主耶稣基督, 神的儿子, 钉在十字架上。
And there is no need to beat him and put him on the cross the second time.
所以呢, 在希伯来书, 这位作者呢, 他就说到,
so that's why in the book of Hebrew, the author said,
他说到论到那已经能光照的人,
he says, for it is possible, in the case of those who have once been enlightened,
又与圣灵有份,
who have tasted the heavenly gift,
尽尝过神善道的滋味, 觉悟来世全能的人,
and have shared in the Holy Spirit,
若是离弃道理, 就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。
And if they have fallen away, then they could no longer come back.
因为他们把神的儿子重定十字架,
because now they are crucifying the Son of God once again,
明明地羞辱他,
to their own harm and holding him up to contempt.
弟兄姊妹这里说到离弃道理,
brothers and sisters, here it talks about the people that have fallen away.
我相信我们做神的儿女的人, 我们对神的道理, 基本上我们都,
and I think as children of God, more or less, we have some understanding of his words.
也就是说我们心里面的光照已经被神得着了,
meaning that we have been enlightened and now we have been received.
我们对于天恩的滋味呢, 我们也已经尝到了一些,
and we have also tasted the goodness of the word of God.
我们也觉悟到那来世的全能在我们身上,
and now we start to understand the power of the ages to come.
我们也是一个被神圣灵所充满的人。
And we are also now a man who is filled by the Spirit.
可是呢，这里说到这些人如果离开道理。
But in here it says, if these people have fallen away,
就不能叫他们重新懊悔。
Now they cannot be crucified once again.
当他们这样做的时候，好像是就是把神的儿子再一次钉在十字架上。
Because it is when they do that, then that means that they're crucifying Jesus once again.
明明的羞辱主。
To do that to their own harm and holding him up.
所以大家就想到摩西和亚伦他们第二次在那里应该吩咐的时候，他们却击打磐石。
So that's why on this second time when Moses and Aaron were supposed to speak to the rock, they beat the rock.
神就说你们没有在百姓的面前尊我的名为圣。
And then the Lord says that you did not show myself holy among the congregation.
所以他们没有在百姓的面前让神的荣光彰显出来。
And it is Moses and Aaron who failed.To treat Lord's work as holy.
因为这一次他们只要说话，磐石就能够流出水。
Because on this time they're only supposed to speak to the rock.
一个更大更奇妙的工作就坐在百姓的眼前。
Just to speak to the rock and the water will yield such a big miracle to the congregation.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们得到神的话以后，
So brothers and sisters, once we receive the Lord's word,
我们没有信心照着神的话去做。
If we do not be faithful and follow the words precisely,
仍然靠着我们过往的经验在那里做事，
If we're still relying in our own experience, our own might to do things,
和不信的人又有什么差异呢？
Then aren't we just like the same with the people who don't believe?
所以常常让我们坚持我们所信的。
So let us be persistent in what we believe in.
在真道上站立的稳。
In the truth, we stand firm.
这条路呢，不是满足我们吃喝的路。
That this path that we take on is not a path to satisfy our needs.
是远远满足于过于吃喝的一条道路。
And I let you that it will satisfy a lot more than just what our needs are.
满足我们的生命需要，从里到外。
It will in fact satisfy us from deep within.
所以这样的一个情形只有一件事情。
And in this condition, there is one thing.
就是我们要相信我们的主耶稣基督。
The one thing that is required is that we have to believe.
因为当我们相信他的时候，不但今生，就连来生我们都有这样的盼望。
It is when we truly believe that we have this hope, not for just this lifetime, but the lives to come.
如我们说任何的宗教所传述的都是好。
That if we say that all the messages from different religions are right,
可是呢，我们要说今天我们传述的只有基督。
But then it is at that time that we have to proclaim that the only message we preach is Christ.
因为在所有的宗教里面，只有主耶稣基督能把我们带回到神的面前。
Because in any religions you find, it is only Jesus that can bring you to the Lord.
我们再来读第二处的经节。
So now let's read another message.
那在民数记第二十章十四节到十七节
，In Numbers chapter 20, 14 through 17，
我们一起来读。
Together, let's read.
摩西从加米斯差遣使者去见以东王说：“你的弟兄以色列人这样说：我们所遭遇的一切艰难，就是我们列祖下到埃及，我们在
Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians treated us and our fathers badly.” But when we cried out to the Lord, He heard our voice and sent an angel and brought us out from Egypt.
Now we are at that. 弟兄姊妹，很快的，三十几年就过去。
Brothers and sisters, quickly, 30 some years have passed.
这些摩西、亚伦和这些百姓。
And Moses, Aaron, and the congregation.
那他们也准备继续往前。
And they're still marching forward.
所以我们在这里看到，他们往前的时候，他们来到加比斯这里。
So now, after marching forward, the next stop is Kadesh.
那摩西就派了使者去见以东王。
And then Moses has sent people to talk to the king of Edom.
所以呢，在说继续说这一段经文的时候，我们稍微谈一下背景。
And then before we go on, let's talk the background a little bit.
我们知道以色列人呢，他们的祖先是雅各。
We know that the forefather of the Israelite is Jacob.
可是这个以东人呢？以东人呢？他们的祖先是以扫。
But we know that the people of Edom, their forefather is Esau.
所以呢，雅各跟以扫他们是兄弟来的。
And we know that Jacob and Esau were brothers.
那以扫呢？他是哥哥，雅各呢是弟弟。
When Esau was the older siblings and Jacob was the younger one.
所以呢，在血缘上呢，他们基本上是相连的。
So if we talk about blood relationship.The two tribes of people were brothers.
所以第一段经文开始的时候说，他说差派使者去见以东王。
So at the beginning of verse 14, it says Moses then sent messengers to the king of Edom.
他说你的弟兄以色列人这样说。
And says, thus your brother Israel has said.
所以我们看到这两个民族基本上呢，他们是有一个血缘关系在那里。
So we see that these two races of people, they were brothers.
可是我们知道雅各家呢？他们因为当时在迦南地发生的饥荒，所以他们就迁到埃及地区。
But we know that it is during the famine that the tribe of Jacob went down to Egypt.
所以呢，当他们下到埃及的时候
，So after they went down to Egypt，
虽然他们在生理上吃喝都能满足
，Even though now all the physical needs were satisfied，
可是我们发现，当他们在埃及的时日越久。
But we know that as they spend longer and longer time in Egypt,
他们所经历的苦难也就越来越大。
They have now been treated very, very badly.
这也是我们所说的，世界上我们活得越久。
Just like that, when we live in this world, the longer we live,
我们在我们自己的贪欲里面，在我们的物质的世界里面生活得越久。
That when we indulge more and more in our physical things,
我们因着这样的生活离神越来越远的时候
and because of these physical things when we depart from the Lord farther and farther away
我们就发现我们越来越苦
then we realize that it is then we're in even more suffering
所以呢摩西呢他自己也就知道
so then Moses knew
这样清楚的一件事情
that this one thing that he knows very clearly
以色列人呢他们在埃及的生活活到一个非常非常苦的境界
is that now the Israelites are suffering so much in the land of Egypt
所以他们就在那里哀求神
so that is when they cried out to the Lord
他们在那里哀求神
and when they cried out to the Lord
所以是神听见了他们的哀求神才带领他们离开埃及
And then it is the Lord who then heard their crying, then sent an angel to take them out from Egypt.
所以这些百姓忘记的时候，问为什么的时候
，So the people have completely forgotten why they left Egypt.
为什么要离开埃及
？Why did they want to leave Egypt？
因为当时他们在那样的生活里面实在苦不堪言。
Because they were suffering greatly when they were in Egypt.
他们忘记他们曾经哀求神。
They forgot that it is them who cried out to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个就让我们想到，就是说，今天到底谁逼我们做基督徒呢
？So brothers and sisters, come to think about it. Is anyone forcing you to be?
有人逼你来信主吗
？Is someone forcing you to believe in Christ?
难道不信主会有人杀你的头吗
？Now is it at a point where if you don't believe in Christ, someone will kill you?
没有
，I don't think so.
从来没有人因为我们不信主会逼迫我们。
There was never been anyone who would harm us if we choose not to believe.
从来也没有人不信主会杀我们的头。
And there was no one threatened to kill us if we don't believe in Christ.
相反的，常常因为我们成为了基督徒。
But it is on the contrary, it is when we choose to be a Christian.
我们受到许多的逼迫。
Then we get persecuted.
常常因为我们做基督徒。
It is when we are Christians.
我们愿意为主做真实的见证。
When we're willing to be a testimony for Christ,
我们要牺牲我们自己的身体。
Then we start needed to sacrifice.
所以当我们看到摩西他自己非常的清楚。
So here it shows that Moses clearly understood.
今天他和百姓为什么会来到这样的一个地方
？And remember why him and his people are now in the wilderness.
完完全全是因为神在他们前面带领。
Because the Lord is leading them.
所以呢，他在这里说，神听见我们的声音。
So here is that, God heard our voice.
就差遣使者把我们从埃及领出来。
And sent an angel and brought us out from Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意到这一段的经文，这个使者呢，并不是讲到摩西他自己。
Brothers and sisters, understand that the angel that he talked about in these words is not Moses.
这个使者呢，就是讲到我们的主。
This angel is our Lord.
所以呢，当他们看到天上的云彩，
so it is when they see the pillar of cloud.
当他们看到地上的会幕，
when they see the tabernacle.
当他们又看到那出现的火柱在那里的时候，
and then when they see the pillar of fire.
他们知道神在他们的中间，
it is indeed God who is in the midst of his people.
主在那里亲自的引导他们，
it is the Lord who is leading them personally.
这样的见证表明出来神与我们同在。
And this is a testimony to show us that God is among us.
弟兄姊妹，当他们做这样的见证的时候，
It is when the people that gives this testimony.
就好像主的血能在他们的弟兄中做一个荣耀的见证。
Just like then, it is the people of God, they are now his testimony.
我们曾经经历苦难，
that even though sometimes we go through difficulties.
可是神却要带我们归回。
Going through sufferings, but it is the Lord who lead us out.
所以就在他们的弟兄中间，他们向他们做了一个经历苦难的见证。
That it is among them the brothers that this group of people become the testimony.
可是他们不但做这样的一个见证，他们也学会一个谦让的一个态度。
And not only will his people become a testimony, these are the people that will become the civilized people.
所以当以色列百姓要借着以东地呢这一块地。去到迦南的时候，
so when the Israelites want to pass by the territory of Edom,
我们发现以东王并不让他们走过他们的道路。
Then we see that the king of Edom refused to let them go through.
所以呢，摩西这一次呢，他就安安静静的离开他们。
Then Moses didn't rise and strive; he just go back.
他在这里做一个让步的见证。
And here he showed us.How to back down?
因为他知道呢，以东人跟他们是同为兄弟。
Because Moses remembers that the brothers in Edom were indeed their brothers.
虽然呢，以东人很害怕他们，严阵以待，连武器都拿出来了。
So even though the Edomites never treated them as brothers.
可是呢，摩西选择退让。
But enemies.Yet Moses chose back down.
难道他们不能够去进攻他们吗？
Now don't you think Moses can just overtake Edom?
难道以色列百姓耶和华的军队不能去把这一块地拿下来吗？
Don't you think it is the people of God can overtake this place easily?
可是我们发现摩西这一次仍然是顺从了主，他在这些选民的中间宁愿选择做一个谦让的见证。
But here we see that Moses gave a testimony that it is okay to back down and be courteous.
所以呢，他们就选择绕道。
So that's why the people now choose to go around Edom.
他们选择让路。
They choose to give.
所以他们走了另外一段的路。
So they took another way around.
弟兄姊妹，这也是我们常常所要做的见证。
Brothers and sisters, that's one thing we also need to make our testimony.
我们既然有一个教会的生活，
that now we live a life of church.
我们在教会的生活里面，我们就要做这样的一个见证。
That in this new life, let us learn of this new testimony.
今天基督教不是被我们所用。
That today we're not using Christianity as a weapon.
可是呢，今天呢，我们确实在这里见证基督。
But today we're using every chance to become a testimony.
弟兄姊妹，当我们被拯救之后，我们会不会为主来做见证？
Now today after we are saved, are we his testimony?
这是非常重要的事。
And that's indeed important.
因为每一次做见证的时候，
Because every time when we become a testimony,
我们发现我们把父子圣灵都彰显出来。
Then it is at that time that we get to reveal the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
我们一做见证的时候，我们就是在我们的弟兄中把主尊为大。
Whenever we give a testimony, it is when we put God's name in holy.
我们再也不是从主的身上拿什么好处。
Then it is no longer us just taking things from the Lord.
我们却愿意把主的好处从我们身上来。告诉别人。
But now we're willing to reveal the goodness of Christ through us.
今天呢，我们在教会里面，我们也做这样的见证。
So today, let us all give the same testimonies.
也是做一个谦让的见证。
To be the people that are courteous.
很多时候，可能因为一句话。
Maybe there are times when there's just one something people said.
可能因为一个别人的行为。
Maybe there's something that other people did.
啊，你就觉得过不去。
Then now you feel offended.
是吗？在这里呢，我们要一再的说明。
So here, let us understand.
我们在教会的生活里面，就是在这里学习。
That when we come to church, we come to learn.
一段道路，一段道路都有它的宝贵。
That in each pathway we take, there are lessons to be learned.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们要学习谦让、忍耐、彼此相爱？
Brothers and sisters, let us all learn to be courteous, to be admirable.
真的，主呢就在那里与我们同坐。
It is at that point that we are being taught by the Lord.
好像我们知道，当我们做成的时候，我们不是靠自己。
So that we understand that when we have completed it, we know that it is not through our own strength.
当我们做成的时候，是让主的荣耀能够显现出来。
It is when we have completed what we wanted to do. It is the Lord who has completed the task.
我们再看下面一段。
And then let's go on.
所以在弥迦书第六章的时候，第四节。
And Micah chapter 6 verse 4.
啊，在网上有这段经文，我们可以看荧幕。
And this is the verse.
啊，这里说到我将你从埃及地领出来。
He says, "Indeed, I brought you up from the land of Egypt."
从做奴仆之家救赎你。
And ransomed you from the house of slavery.
我也差遣摩西、亚伦和米利安在你前面行。
And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
所以呢，当百姓在那里哀求的时候
，So when the people were crying to the Lord.
当百姓在那里羞辱主的时候
，When the people were contending with Lord.
所以我们的主对这些百姓也是有回问。
Then our Lord has questions for his people as well.
所以呢，他在这里呢就讲到，就是说，当时呢，神就差派了摩西、亚伦和米利安在百姓的前面带领他们出埃及。
And then these words he says clearly that the Lord has sent before Moses, Aaron, and Miriam before his people.
所以摩西、亚伦、米利安弟兄姊妹在家里的次序却是倒过来的。
So then, if you see of the order, it is Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, exactly the opposite of their age.
米利安是大姐，亚伦是大哥，摩西是最小的。
While Miriam was the oldest, Aaron the second, and Moses the third.
所以他们三姐弟呢，同为姐弟，又是同工。
In their relationship, not only are they brothers and sisters, they are also companions.
所以呢，在他们中间呢，他们也必须经历一个尊主名为圣的一个生活。
So that among them, they should also learn that they have to show the Lord's name holy among them.
多少的时日他们一起工作？
How many days have these three worked together?
多少的时日他们一起做决定？
And how many days have these three make decisions together?
很重要的就是要把主的名显现出来。
And most importantly, through the work, they have to reveal the Lord's name to be.
在做同工的时候，也能够把主的名显现出来。
That when they work, they have to show the Lord's name holy.
我们一起来读民数记第二十章的第一节。
Let's read Numbers chapter 20, verse 1.
我们一起来读。
Together.
在那天，以色列群被送到了群的旷野，就住在加比斯。米利安死在那里，就葬在那
里。
弟兄姊妹，在民数记二十章一开始呢，第一节呢就说了这样一件事。
Now, brothers and sisters, in the first chapter of Numbers chapter 20, he talked about this one thing.
他们到了加比斯，米利安死在那里，就葬在那里。
That when they came to the wilderness of Sin, Miriam died and was buried there.
摩西在这里，他失去了一个家人。
And then here, Moses lost his family member.
也失去了他一个很亲爱的同工。
Also lost a dear companion.
我们读民数记第二十章二十节到二十六节。
Then now verse 22 through 26.
以色列群被送从加比斯起行，到了何尔山，耶和华在附近以东边界的何尔山晓谕摩西、亚伦说：“亚伦要归到他列祖那里，他必不得入我所赐给以色列人的地，因为在亚伦水你们犯了你在亚伦和他的儿子以利亚撒。”上何尔山，把亚伦的圣衣脱下来，给他的儿子以利亚穿上。亚伦必死在那里，归他列祖。所以呢，在这一段的经文里面，我们看到他的因为摩西跟亚伦在神的面前没有尊他的名为圣。
And in these verses, we just saw that it is because Moses and Aaron rebelled against the Lord's command.
违背了神的命令。
They rebelled against the Lord's command.
所以呢，何尔山这样的一个地方
，So now at Mount Hor,
就成为亚伦死在那里的一个地方。
Is now the place where Aaron would die.
在民数记三十三章第三十八节的时候说到
，And in Numbers chapter 33, verse
他说以色列人出埃及第四十年之后
，He says that 40 years.After they left Egypt,
五月初一日
the first day of the fifth month,
祭司亚伦遵着耶和华的吩咐，
Then Aaron the priest went up to Mount Hor at the command of the Lord and died there.
弟兄姊妹, 当神的吩咐, 那绝对的时候,
now when the Lord's command is so clear,
他说,
and he said, you will die at Mount Hor.
祭司亚伦就照着耶和华的吩咐,
and then Aaron the priest followed the command and went up Mount Hor.
一个侍奉主的人,
someone who truly serves the Lord,
他面对这样一个不容易的情形,
even though in the most difficult situations,
不是主,
the person spent his whole life serving the Lord,
最后不过被百姓的情绪所影响,
at the end, they were only shaken emotionally by the people who were constantly complaining. When the people kept on complaining and now they felt it, now can they just be emotionally shaken for one day? But then I tell you that God's words are absolute. And God said, it is because you rebelled against me, and did not show myself holy among the people, and now these three cannot take as a leader anymore. And brother and sister, in these verses, Moses now just lost another family member. Now he just lost another dear companion. And that's exactly why I said now Moses is at the valley spiritually. It is at this point that he lost his family member. He lost his co-workers. And he now is no longer worthy to be a leader for his people. Now, if we think about it deeply, I don't know how deep this can go.
可是我相信神在摩西的身上也有工作,
but I believe that the Lord has his will done in Moses.
所以摩西就和亚伦一起上了何尔山,
so that's why Moses went on to Mount Hor with Aaron,
带了亚伦的儿子一起上山,
and also took Aaron's son Elisa.
这一次他们在感情上没有任何的割舍,
and then this time they didn't go up in song.
他们就遵照神的吩咐上了何尔山,
and they just followed the Lord's command and just went up the mountain.
就像从他们三姐弟的情谊和同工的关系来看,
now brothers and sisters, looking at these three brothers and sisters and their relationship as co-workers,
我们可以说明呢, 他们都是被主所拯救过的,
we know that all these three are completely saved.
他们呢,
that they have been filled by the Spirit.
And
they have been disciplined.
他们个人的职分都是清清楚楚,
and all of their positions are appointed.
我们看到这三个器皿分别都被主圣别,
and we see that these three different vessels, they have been sanctified.
所以主才能够使用他们,
so that's why there are vessels to be used.
所以呢,
it is because they show the Lord's name holy.
所以伊利亚在做少女的时候,
so that's why Miriam, when she was still young, she would love her brothers.
所以她就救了她的弟弟,
so that's why she saved her brothers.
所以呢,
so that's how Moses was brought up in the palace.
这是在做同工的时候,
when they were co-workers, and even when Aaron and Miriam was rebelling against God, it is Moses who were praying for them. So here we see them how the three of them would complete each other, and it is the three of them who save each other's life. So brothers and sisters, when we come before the Lord, it is this that the Lord has done, that he wants to save us so that we can live in his house. It is when Miriam treat the Lord's name holy that when she was filled.
所以她就带着纯洁的妇女在那里赞美神。
And it is at that point that she led all the women to praise the Lord.
因为他们离开了红海。
Because now they have just crossed the Red Sea.
所以亚伦也有这样的经历，摩西也有这样的经历。
And Moses and all Aaron, they all had their specific experience with the Lord.
他们同样的经历过管教这样一件事。
And they have also gone through different lessons when they have to learn to be disciplined.
当摩西初初被神呼召的时候，他拒绝。
When Moses was first called up on, he refused.
好像在路上神就要击杀他的时候。
That when the Lord was wanted to cast his wrath on him.
可是却借着他的妻子。 能够被神所经过,
but it is then through his wife then that Moses was changed.
亚伦也是一样，当他带领百姓敬拜偶像的时候,
the same with Aaron, when Aaron was leading his people to worship idols,
神也管教他,
then God disciplined him.
当米利亚在那里毁谤摩西的带领的时候,
and when Miriam now is rebelling against the leading of Moses,
他长了大麻风,
when she now has leprosy,
这也是神的一个管教, 好叫百姓能够知道,
then it is also then it is God who is going to discipline Miriam so that the people will understand
在神的面前,
that before the Lord
是有分别,
that there are differences.
所以神的管教也没有离开他,
so that's why all three of them has been disciplined.
可是经过管教之后, 摩利安被圣别出来, 他又重新再一次回到营中。
And after Miriam learned her lessons, she came back sanctified.
再一次回到百姓的中间。
And again, she is among her people.
弟兄姊妹, 在我们的生命里面, 神都拣选我们。
Brothers and sisters, we are all hand-selected.
我们没有一个人被神拣选说是我们自己愿意的。
There is none of us that wanted to be selected at the first place.
今天神召我们。
Today, God created us.
真的不是因为我们选择神,
not because we chose him.
今天我们为主工作,
today when we serve the Lord,
我可以说也没有一个人是自愿的,
I could say that no one is really born.
是因为神有一个神圣的召令在我们身上，我们才愿意来侍奉主。
But I'm telling you, we're serving him because he has now consecrated us.
因为如果没有这样的召令，我们来侍奉主是非常非常痛苦的。
Because without him first appointing us, then it would be very difficult for us to serve.
摩西被召为领袖,
Moses was called to be a leader.
他也是祭司,
he was the priest and he was the prophet.
亚伦被召为祭司,
and Aaron was called to be a priest.
米利亚被召为女先知,
and Miriam was called to be a prophet.
我们知道他们的职分都是神所派的,
and we know that their positions were appointed by God.
为了完成神在他那个世代所完成的使命,
so that these people can complete the will of God.
今天神在我们中间有没有托付我们任何使命?
Now today is the Lord among us appointing you to be something.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们身上有没有赋予我们一些责任与侍奉?
Today is the Lord giving you some responsibility that you need to take on.
我们想想看，是我们自己所拣选的呢，还是神差遣我们呢?
Now think about it. The things that we do, are we choosing to do it, or are we appointed to do it?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神可能把一个人托给我们,
maybe God has now put someone in your hand.
神可能把一件事托给我们,
maybe God is putting a thing in your hand.
有时候神把一个人一件事同时都托给我们,
or maybe God is giving you a thing and a man at the same time.
我们要问我们有没有这么清楚的一个呼召和使命。
So let's ask the Lord, are we clear on what we need to do? If we're appointed to do a task, then let us treat his name as holy. To exalt his name to holiness. Now all these three brothers and sisters, they were used by the Lord. Even though at the end none of them could go into the promised land, yet in their time they were loyal servants to the Lord. They took their people out from Egypt.
非常好的态度。
And these three has now give a testimony to their people.
所以呢，有两位信心充满的人就继续带领下一代。
So out of them, two people now became the new leaders.
当他们预备好自己的时候，他们就可以在那里继续侍奉主。
And when the people are ready, then they can serve the Lord.
他们三个人的经历。
And these three people, they have different experiences.
当我们看见今天我们在教会里面，我们互为同工。
So today, when we call each other co-workers,
我们也是在侍奉上面尊主的名为圣。
And when we serve, let us be sure to treat His name holy among us.
如果我们在同工的时日，我们没有尊主的名为圣。
Now when we work together, if we don't treat His name as holy among us,
很多时候我们就要花更多的时间在那里学习。
Then it is exactly at those times that we need to learn to be disciplined.
弟兄姊妹，让我们好好的学。
Brothers and sisters, let us learn.
不要让人老是小看我们。
And don't let other people belittle us.
也不要老是让别人要让我们。
And don't let other people yield for us.
多少时候我们生命已经过了40年。
At many, many times, maybe it's been 40 years.
若我们还不长进。
If we still don't grow mature.
好像我们就在那样一个属灵的低谷里面，我们就要绕啊绕，绕不出来。
Then it's like we're just spending time circling around in this spiritual valley.
我们的主都急了。
That our Lord wants us to come out.
我们还躺在地上。
But yet we're just lying flat.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
离开得救的光景
To be more than just barely saved
进入到一个属灵的侍奉里面
And to go into a spiritual service
我相信这是神所向我们所要的
And I think that's what the Lord's will is
40年来百姓还是这样的生活
It's been 40 years and the people are still circling around
给我们是一个非常大的警惕
Should serve as a testimony to us
我常常想呀，这个米利安跟摩西他们做姐弟120年。
Now I keep on thinking about it. The Miriam and Moses have been brothers and sisters for 120 years.
想想看他们的情谊多深。
Think about how they must love each other.
亚伦跟摩西同工40年。
And Aaron and Moses worked together for 40 years.
他们之间的关系多么的深刻。
And I think that they must have a deep relationship as well.
可是他们从来没有分离。
But yet they never left each other.
虽然有管教。
Even though when they were disciplined.
可是他们仍然同工。
But yet they still work together.
民数记二十章里面说了一件事。
So in Numbers chapter 20 it tells us one thing.
我相信摩西在这个时刻他是非常难过的。
I think that Moses was definitely very sorrow during this.
可是为着主的使命。
But yet,Because of the command of the Lord,
纵使人离开了他,
even though people depart from him,
纵使神好像在短暂的时间里面丢弃了他,
even though it seems like that for a short time, God has forsaken Moses,
他还是愿意继续遵从神的吩咐,
but yet persistently, he is still following the Lord's command.
此时此刻就好像我们的主耶稣基督一样,
just like our Savior, Jesus,
地上的人不要我们的主。
Even though people despise him.
好像他来的时候被钉在十字架上，天上的神也暂时弃绝了他。
Just like when he was on the cross, he was forsaken for just a moment.
可是为神完成父神的旨意，他就牺牲自己。
But it is exactly at that time that persistently he sacrificed himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们在那里看到是跟他的主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, just like Moses and Jesus.
他们知道父神的意念高过人的意念。
That they knew that God's command is higher than their own will.
父神的道路高过人的道路。
The weight of the Father is higher than the weight of man.
所以他们为着荣耀主的缘故。
So that's why, because they want to glorify God.
为着把神的名做得圣的缘故。
Because they want to treat God's name as holy.
他们就牺牲自己。
Then they give up on themselves.
这一位一生尽忠在神面前的摩西。
Moses, who spent all his life worshiping God.
其实他在旧约的年代他就已经看到基督。
Just like in the Old Testament time, he already saw Jesus.
因为神已经在那个时候让摩西看到基督所受的凌辱比他在埃及所受的凌辱更大。
Because God already foresaw that Jesus would take on more a punishment than the people when they were in Egypt.
所以在摩西的印象里面还不是带领百姓进到迦南地。
And it is Moses through his vision took his people into Canaan. It is in Moses' vision that he saw Jesus. Because he knew that it is Jesus who would complete the task.
对,因着信,
so through faith,
他看见了基督为我们所成就的,
he saw Jesus who would complete the task.
所以他就知道原来我主要来拯救我们。
So that's why Moses knew that it is the Lord who would come and save them.
弟兄姊妹,有一天我们要和我们的弟兄一起得到主在天上为我们预备的赏赐。
So, brothers and sisters, one day together we will receive what the Lord has prepared.
我们一起祷告。
And let us pray. Lord, we thank you.
因为你的选召不是突然的。
Because you have appointed us for a reason.
今天我们还会被称为神的儿女。
That today we can be called children of God.
主啊，这是何等神圣荣耀的见证。
And how holy and amazing is our testimony.
主啊，今天我们在你的家里面。
That today we are in your house.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And let us all treat your name as holy.
愿你的国降临在我们的中间。
Let your kingdom become to the midst of us.
在我们行在你的旨意里面。
So that we can walk in your will.
让我们听完全你的吩咐。
So that we could hear your commands.
我们谢谢你。
So for that we thank you.
愿你爱我们至深。
Because you love us the deepest.
主啊，不但供应我们吃喝的满足。
Not only will you supply our daily bread.
你还供应我们生命的需要。
But you will supply us all the needs of our life.
好叫我们从里到外,
so that from inside to outside,
我们都是属主的,
we will belong to you.
我们感谢赞美主,
so for that we thank you and praise
这样祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名,
and in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们再来唱诗歌387首, 他们跟随羔羊。